All right, let's begin in child's pose. Give yourself some time to ease into your ujjayi breathing, so it doesn't have to be like a forcing or an automatic coming into. Just let it slowly arise. And just watch and notice as you do get to a place to where your ujjayi breathing starts to arrive a little bit more, just start to notice it even more. Now simply spread your fingers a little wider just to bring just a subtle added attention to the palms of your hands. Feel the ground beneath your hands. Feel your towel or your mat beneath your hands. And take one full in-breath right here. And a controlled, slow out-breath. Come up to your hands and knees as you draw your next breath in, then right into cat rounding as you move the breath out. Audible inhale to cow pose, let your belly drop. And a felt exhale to cat pose, round in. Inhale, and just keep the pace as slow as you can for now and go through two more rounds of the same thing. Be sure to notice that little landing moment in between breaths. And then after you get through your two cycles of this, however you do, you can transition into downward facing dog. And just allow any actions, any ranges of motion, any moving that you need just to have this initial awakening into your body, all of it is welcome. Just let all of it come in. And just begin to have a sense of all of the articulations in your body. So as much as possible, notice all of the joints in your body. Feel your finger joints, your toe joints, all the way through your ankles and legs and spine. And just think of today in practice as your breath awareness, you know, connecting with your ujjayi breath as really just being about connecting with yourself. And so you allow your breath to drop you to the depths of yourself below all of the busy thinking. And let it be a sort of still place for you. As you breathe in, pull yourself to high plank position and then lower to low plank or your belly. Just go slow. And cobra or upward facing dog. And slowly to down dog. You could go hands and knees, then to down dog if it works. And just take a full in and out breath here. And go ahead and take a right leg lift straight up towards the ceiling. Spread your toes apart. Bend this leg to get a stretch on your right side. A couple of breaths with this. And just let the weight of your head stay loose. When you get to an inhale, straighten your leg all the way back out. Then step this foot forward for a lunge twist. So your left hand stays down, right hand up and open. And bring your breath back into it. So your breath is fueling just little subtle actions. Give it one more full inhale. And three-legged dog, make your way all the way back into that final leg reach up and back. Slowly land this foot to the ground. And then go to the other side. So other leg lifts and reaches. Bend over for a stretch. Just move through a couple of breaths here. Eventually, an inhale will straighten this leg all the way back out. Take it at your own pace and land in the same lunge twist. And just keep showing up into that anchored place of your breath. Eventually, there'll be a final breath in and a final reach to go back to three-legged dog. And just get the lift up, back, and away. Breathe your leg down to the ground to release it. And go through one more high, low, up dog, down dog, of whatever way you want to take it, whatever pace you want to take it. And then we'll meet in ragdoll eventually. So as you're ready to come forward. And if your ragdoll needs to be a little different today, listen to that need in your body. Feel the hang of your arms, feel the weight of them, feel the weight of your head as it drops here. Take one more full body in breath and release your arms to empty your breath. And go ahead and bring your feet together. Breathe into a halfway lift, so like an arrow in your spine. Fold to breathe all the way out. And stand up. Send your hands straight up towards the ceiling. Just stay here with your breath for a moment. Engage your legs as you breathe in to go up and back. And then stay as you empty your breath. And then two strong legs to go a little up and a little back. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Fold again, squeeze in. Rise straight up. Breathe out. And just a vertical lift, one more in breath. Fold down. Halfway lift, just feel the length of your spine. Low push-up, just nice and slow. You could always go to your belly if you need here. Up dog or cobra. To downward facing landing. A big natural breath comes in. And a natural out breath release. One more inhale. A long, slow exhale. Hold it out. Step or jump forward. Halfway. Fold down and in. Stand up. Let your breath lift you straight up. Fold forward. Halfway. Low push-up or belly. Upward facing dog. Slowly to downward facing dog. Full body in breath. And let it pour out, out, out. This time, lift your heels as you breathe in to prepare. Bend your knees deeply to empty. Jump or step. Halfway lift. Fold down, squeeze in. Rise and reach. Chair pose. Just keep threading your breath through, one connected to the next. And this is where you really begin cultivating your strength to just stay in the depths of the breath connection. Even when lots of other feelings arise, just stay in the depths of your breath. The sound of the in-breath right here. The feeling of the out-breath. One more inhale. Fold right in half. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, low push-up or belly. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog, right foot forward for warrior one pose, step and rise. And just come into it as if the idea of coming into it, we're all about feeling it out. So feel out the way your feet have landed, feel out the engagements in your leg, try on a little difference, experiment with it. And then once you feel steady in your lower body, let your left arm just hang by your side and just take a side reach. So your right arm's gonna kind of stretch you over towards the left so you can get a right side body stretch. And then slowly go to the other side and get this spaciousness in a place we don't often stretch, side body. And then as you take both arms straight up to the center, just think of both of your side bodies getting the space to reach up and back and away from the sides of your ribs. Take an in-breath. Breathe out. And then just as much space as you can get up and back. Low push-up. Up dog. To downward facing dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. And same thing. So before you go into the side body stretch, just a little bit of feeling the rest of it out. Feel your foot posture, your leg shape. And let the way your breath is feeling, and even the way your breath is sounding, let that be a good cue for you of whether or not you're really just noticing and landing the presence of the posture. And as you're ready here, you can start by dropping your right arm down and feel the space in your left side. So all the way from your left hip, outer hip, to your armpit. Use your breath to find the space. Go to the other side as you're ready. Armpit to outer hip. And then as you go back to the center, feel the spaciousness. So gather more reach. Start taking your eyes up. Take an in-breath. Empty your breath. This last inhale takes you up and back. Low push-up. Upward facing dog. So land in downward facing dog. And just feel this breath arrive right here and then let it go completely out. One more inhale, and we'll flow all of this. So long, empty breath. Jump or step softly. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Rise up. Chair. Inhale. Fold down. Halfway lift. Low push-up. Up dog. Down dog. Right side, warrior one. Step and get a long breath rise. And low push-up. Just softly back down to the ground. Patiently into up dog. Into down dog. Other side goes. One breath as you rise. And low push-up. So totally okay if your pace is a little different than what I'm calling, to stay true to your breath. And as you land in down dog, just allow a couple of big natural breaths to come and go. Always a good idea when you're in the midst of doing something, just to feel how it's landing in your body. How is it landing in your breath? Take a full inhale here and just open your mouth to let it go all the way out. One more inhale. Get rid of the out breath. Fly forward. Halfway lift. Bow down, squeeze. Rise all the way up. Chair pose. Heart opening with this inhale. Fold and feel it. Squeeze into your legs. Halfway, get long in your back. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right side, warrior one, land and rise. Warrior two, stretch far and wide. Reverse warrior, low push-up. Just keep it all soft and smooth. So a soft landing, a soft rise into up dog. Same thing as you go back and get to your other side. Other side, warrior one. Take up a lot of space as you go to two. Reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. Even think of being soft on your mat as you push and rise into up dog. And as you glide back to down dog, go right leg again, warrior one, rise, take up a lot of space. Open into warrior two. Reverse warrior. Half moon landing, half moon. If you need a block, wave at me. And of course, you could do this without a block. I want you just to notice the line of your spine and see if you can get it pretty parallel to the ground so you don't have a downhill action in your spine. Not that that's wrong, but I just want you to feel that today. Jen, see what it feels like if you take your block a smidge forward, like so you can stretch out your body a little bit longer. Yeah. And just feel like the geometry of the posture, so the line from your bottom hand to your top hand, keep it bright and bold. And then can you shape your legs into just a bold 90 degree angle? So if you're higher with your legs, see what it feels like just to go to 90. Awesome. Here. Take one more full in breath and standing split. So it's a closing of your hips down and forward. Keep closing your left front hip down to match your right hip. And now can you get the line of your spine to go a little more downward towards the ground? Like the weight of your head downward towards the ground. Breathe in, you guys. Use your breath. Full breath out. Again. Empty. This is it. Last breath in. Go up and away. Feet touch lightly together. Good. Breathe into halfway lift. Fold into a squeeze. Get to empty. Rise up. Look up. And take crow pose. So crow or squat or headstand if you'd like. If you'd rather put in handstand here, that's okay too. You can change your mind midway. Start in something and go to something else. Now, whatever shape you're taking in your body, feel the combination of your breath energy right here. Bring it in for 5. Awesome, Marcy. For 4, 3, 2, chaturanga. Make your own way there. Good, Jen. Breathe into upward facing dog. Ooh, go to downward facing dog. And let's go left leg forward, warrior 1. Take up space in warrior 2. Reverse your warrior for half moon landing. Again, just try on this shape of your spine pretty parallel to the ground versus downhill. And then see what it takes to get that 90 degree bend or angle between your two legs. You're there, Dawn. Awesome. And now with your lifted foot, instead of flexing it, try pointing it and just feel the sort of ripple of counterbalance that occurs up through your torso, your arms. Take one more full body in breath. Then standing split as a closing of your hips. So close your right hip down to face the ground. Got it. Now can you get the line of your spine through your crown a little more downward? Pour it down. And now point your lifted toes and take your gaze all the way up to your lifted toes. Look all the way up your leg. Take one more big in-breath. And feet lightly land together. Excellent. Breathe into halfway lift. Fold into your legs. And now stand all the way up. Use the power of your breath to look up. And then go to chair pose, goal post arms. So just out wide. As you breathe in, just your arms straight and look up. Goal post arms. Inhale. Out. One last inhale, reach up for the twist right. So dive over to your right. If you want to stay up high, you can do that. Notice what's happening in your lower body. So your left knee might sneak a little forward. That's okay. Just keep as much steadiness in your legs and hips as possible. Arms can expand out top to bottom here. They can stay just as they are. The depth of your breath is right there. Keep just landing right in it. 3 more of your breaths. So your last inhale is the biggest, farthest reach. Your last exhale is your pouring forward when you land right in it. Then from there, stand straight up to the ceiling. Take your hands straight up for chair pose, goal post arms. Bend your elbows. Straighten your arms with your breath. Bend them out wide. Smooth reach. Slow bend. One more time, reach up, look up. Twist opposite way. Keep everything this slow. And if you want to think of even one of your practices as this embodiment of slowing everything down. Let your arms go into their fullest expansion, whatever that is right here. And then allow every single cell in your body to drop into the alignment of your breath, ebb and flow. You've got two more of your breaths. That last out-breath is just a pouring, like a flood forward when you get there. Let every bit go. Beautiful. Then breathe into halfway lift right here. Fold down into your legs. Come all the way up, reach up. For eagle, right side, right arm under, right leg on top. And so the practice oftentimes is as strong sensation arises in you, just let it and watch it, but don't over-identify with it. Don't get too attached to it. Just watch it come and go, because that's what it does. It rises and it falls. Now maintain your eagle arms here. You're just going to take one more full long breath and get totally empty of breath. Right knee to chest. Keep your eagle arms just like they are. Now you keep a hold of your own breath flow here and just go really slow with these next pieces. Spread your right toes really awake and alive as you slowly go to flying eagles. You're slowly, slowly, slowly going to get there. And as you land, there's this arrow of energy from your chest to your fingertips straight out towards the river. Now keep your eagle arms as you go to crescent landing. Sorry, legs go down. Crescent landing. Keep your eagle arms. And you'll have to kind of readjust to get steady there. Now, from the sturdiness of your legs, use your arms to go into a backward bend. Start going up, back, and away. Your ribs go to you. Go for five. Just big, bright expression for four. Reach back for three, two, and one. And low push-up, a slow unravel through. You don't have to rush this. You don't even have to go one breath, one movement. Just take your time getting back to downward facing dog. And as you get there, just feel that big natural breath come and go. Yeah, maybe a mouth out breath, maybe a sound with your out breath. Yeah, take another full inhale right here. Now let's get totally empty of breath. Step or jump forward, halfway lift, fold down, take a pause at the out breath, rise up, fill all the way up, eagle other side, it's left arm under, left leg on top. Yeah, you got it. And your standing leg bends like chair pose. And just keep knowing and trusting that in the middle of all the sensation is the center of you, your breath. It's there. Feel the rise and fall, the ebb and flow. Your next inhale is just your knee to your chest. And you pause there, keeping your arms. We'll start by spreading your left toes wide so there's an attention in your left foot. And slower than the other side, go to flying eagle. So slowly send your toes back. And as your leg straightens behind you, feel an immediate connection between the spark of your toes and the very center of your chest. Now, as slow as you can get there, crescent lunge legs. So wiggle and settle once you get there. Get sturdy. That's it. And so keeping your arms like this, as you lift your arms, it's like it can't help but take your ribs also. So go back and away for five. Keep your legs super strong here for four. Don't stop breathing for three, two, and one. That's it. Slow unravel to the bottom. Good job. Eventually up dog and eventually downward facing dog. That's it. Go right leg forward, crescent lunge as you land there. Just step and rise right up. And go into a twist over to the right. So you choose upright, down low. If you want your back knee to go all the way to the ground, that's an option. Check in with the connectivity to your own breath. If you're gonna expand at all from here, go ahead and take that with your arms. Take two more of your own breaths here. Your third inhale lifts you right into warrior two. When you get there, when you arrive at it, that's it. Feel the edges of your hands, your feet. One slow in-breath right here. A long poured out-breath. Reverse warrior. Side angle. Just be aware. Slow noticing of all of the pieces, from your toes to your hands to your chest to your gaze. And then extend your top arm forward, out and away from your back foot. That's it. And just be, again, like an arrow of energy from your back heel through your fingertips. Now just take one more full inhale and left hand down for side plank. So as your left hand lands, slide your front foot back. Yeah, left hand stays down. And you have the option to take your left knee here if you want. You got it. Start expanding. There you go. You could just try staggering your feet a whole lot. Now use two more of your breaths. That's it. Your second out breath is a slow, controlled lowering. Right to low push-up. Good, Karen. To make your way through, use your breath to rise. You got it. Back to downward facing dog. We go left leg forward, crescent lunge. Just come right away. Rise up. Land in the center of your breath. Take one more inhale. And then it's twist opposite way. So you allow yourself to be relevant in your own body and your own energy right now, which means it doesn't have to be exactly like it always is. It can be different. Take the full expansion of your body into space, whatever that means here. Use two more of your full breaths. Your third inhale exactly is your rise into warrior two. Practice patience here. And find your way to steadiness. You got it. One more breath in and out. And then it's a reverse warrior to get a stretch up and back to land in side angle. Soft landing in side angle. You got it. Send your top arm strongly forward through the very tips of your fingernails reach. Now let your breath fill up every piece of your body. You got it. One more big inhale as you reach. Good. Right hand down. Side plank transition. And so right away, start filling up your full posture. So if you're going to take your leg up, go ahead and start reaching it into space here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Use your last inhale to reach up and away. Good. Low push up slowly. Upward facing dog to land in downward facing dog. Take a full inhale right there. Open your mouth and let it go out. Do it again. One more in-breath. Totally empty the out-breath. Jump or step forward. Halfway lift. Fold down and in. All right. Come slowly up. Send your hands straight up for dancer pose right side. So you can catch the inside of your right ankle or your shin. If you want a strap, let me know. I can bring you one. That's it. From there, Karen, just go straight back. Just send your knees straight back behind you. Notice if there's a need to manage your effort a little differently, your energy a little differently. Do so if needed. Three slow breaths from here. That's it. Feel yourself get there. Your third inhale is just your biggest reach, then just right to the other side as you land, right to the other leg. So notice as you go, as you start to reach in your full kick, notice if the pose actually feels like a back bend. You want it to feel sort of like bridge or wheel. It can sometimes end up being just your spine tilting in space, but you want backward bend. That's it, Brandy. Keep your chest forward as both legs push strongly. Yes. Three breaths from here. Your third out breath is your exit out to lift your right knee right up. Catch your right knee with your right hand for front leg balance. That's it. And then from here, just send your hand straight up. So keep your leg up, hand straight up. Now using your belly, using both your legs best you can, straighten your leg out in front of you. And use the push of the ground to get a lift up towards the ceiling. That's it. Now take one more full inhale, and it's airplane. So slowly fly back. This is a back bend, by the way. Yeah, so Jen, chest forward, squeeze your shoulder blades back. Yes. Push your legs like bridge or wheel, both of them. You got it. Now hands to heart center, take a breath in. Standing split, dive down into it. Option here to bend your lifted leg and an opposite hand catches your lifted foot or ankle. If you're not doing it, that's fine. Just stay with your breath. Full inhale. Full exhale. There's just one more. Fill it all the way up. Feet together. You're close there. We got the other side. So breathe into halfway lift. All right, fold down into your legs. And then breathe into halfway lift. Take your feet wide and drop down to a squat here. A squat, unless you need a different position because it just doesn't work for your ankles or feet. You could also use a block. Just hands at your heart center. And just connect in. Take three steady breaths. Just that, nothing else. On your last out breath, just release back to ragdoll. Let your head drop. Just let your hips lift up. And then slowly wiggle your feet in back together. Take a halfway lift. Fold down. All right, slowly rise. Send your hands straight up towards the ceiling. And start by catching your left knee and just steady yourself right there. Just get balanced left to right. And then as soon as you feel steady, just return your arms straight back up towards the ceiling. Notice if both legs are efforted pretty evenly. See if you can find that. Scoop your low belly in. And then go for it. Send your legs straight out. And just relax with a full body effort and strength here. That's it, Devin. Now take one more full inhale, and it's slowly to airplane. Slowly back. Bring the back bend in here. So chest, just shine it forward. Awesome, Marcy, you got it. Now push your back leg back. Take one more big in-breath. Prayer hands to touch in. Another inhale. All right, standing split, dive it down. So option to stay just like that or bend your lifted leg. Your right hand catches it this time. There you go, Lauren. And then drop the weight of your head down. You got it. In breath. Out breath. One more. Feet together. Good job. Breathe into halfway lift. Fold down into your legs. Slowly your eyes. Look all the way up. Stretch up. Go to chair pose and don't think about this. We're getting somewhere, I promise. Just take your arms forward. With your arms forward, let your seat go back and down. Go lower, go halfway lower towards the ground. Take one more big inhale and then go to boat pose. So go all the way back. And if you need to modify, you can hold on to your thighs if you need. See if you can lift your chest up, up, up. Yes. Take an in breath here. Empty your breath. One more inhale. Go all the way to the ground. Go all the way. Good. Stretch your arms behind you. Stretch your feet forward. Take one big stretch. Wah. Let it go. All right. Set your feet for bridge pose. You don't even have to know how this is going to go. All right. Just set your feet in the ground. Feel them there. And then go. Just push and lift up. Be open to what comes. Option here to do a pretty big shimmy and wiggle of your shoulders under to catch your hands together. And just breathe into the openness of the front of your body here. Three more breaths. Last inhale is the top. And then touch your spine all the way down to the ground. Once you get there, push your low back, your tail down. Just take a big breath in and out. And now bridge or wheel, either one. Come on up. And so know that there's a variable piece here of how wide you go with your hands or how wide you go with your feet. So you're welcome. If you feel like you just need a little more wiggle room, try a different stance in feet or hands. You could even angle them a little different. Stay three more breaths from here. Your third inhale lifts you up to the top. Third exhale sets you down to the ground. Again, just feel the connection once you get there. Feel that first rebound breath come and go. Take one more in and out breath. And then go again, wheel pose or bridge pose. Just set and go. And if you've never experienced doing your feet or hands different, try it. Try going a little bit different width, a little different angle with your hands or your toes. Option here for right knee to hug right into the center of your belly, your chest. Good, Marcy. Then send your toes straight up towards the ceiling. Slowly switch it out if you've gone there. Both feet land right on the ground. Beautiful, Shauna. Take one more big breath. All right, release it down all the way. Take your feet together, let them seam together, let your knees drop out. Don't change a thing. Let your breath be as it needs to be, your heartbeat, let it be. Even the sound of your breath, don't even try to change it, just let it be. Practice that dropping into the depth of your breath awareness, even when there's a lot going on. That's when it's most valuable in our lives. Notice the beat of your heart at its center, right where your heart is located. And notice the beat of your heart in your periphery, in your arms, your legs, your hands, your toes. Now, ever so slowly, draw your knees into your belly and into your chest and wrap your arms tightly around your legs and just counter around into the opposite shape that you're in. And then go ahead and spend a little time upside down so you can send your feet straight up into the air from where you're at. If you have another upside down that you like, you could do that. You can go to a wall if you'd like. If you're doing an active inversion, remember the use of your toes and your feet to pull weight up and away from your base. So as you're ready, come out and make your way into half pigeon, right leg forward, left leg back. Just use these last poses to practice your strength and just staying in your observation place where you can just watch your breath, you can watch your body, can watch thoughts come and go without identifying with them. So keep observing, watching, noticing, feeling. Thank you. your lower body just like it is, but just take on a different angle of your spine. So you're just gonna reach your hands like you're reaching towards the front left corner of the room. So you angle your spine away from your right hip, unless you're Sarah. Sarah, you go the opposite way because you're on the other. So if you can just feel the line of your spine just pulling directly out of your right hip. So you're just getting a little bit of a different angle of opening here. Notice any change in sensation, any new pockets of opening that you can feel. Ready, just release this and just slither to the other side. You can do down dog if you want. You don't have to. Just purposely notice, since you know we're going to take that angle later, just notice the angle of your spine as it just sort of pulls forward straight out of your hips being pretty even, so that you can just contrast it later and feel the difference. Keep observing the nature of things coming and going, rising and falling. Just notice the point of the center of your left back hip, and from there start to angle your spine in just a diagonal pull straight out of your back left hip. And even once you get your chest and arms there, you might sort of re-anchor your left hip back and down like opposition anchoring. See See if you can locate the subtle shift and stretch in your hip, your side. Take your last couple of breaths here. And then just a slow transition to both legs straight out in front of you. Just sit nice and tall. Take your hands straight up towards the ceiling once you land there. And just looking at your feet, flex them strongly to where your heels just sort of pop right up off the ground to get really nice long leg bone extension. Take a big breath in, reach in all directions, and then hinge forward and eventually your heels drop. If you need some softer sensation around your back hips or your low back, you could place a block right under your knees. Dave's got it right here, and that just brings a nice softening, kind of releases any pelvic tightening from your hamstrings. And if you haven't yet, allow a really passivity to come across your spine, your face, your head, even with a slight rounding in your back. Just let everything just soften in, just full surrender. Give yourself one more full body in and total out, emptying breath. And then come on up and roll straight back to your back. And just cross your legs, your right leg on top of your left, and let your legs fall over for a twist. So let your legs go to the left, right leg on top, eagle legs. Look to the right. See if you can scan and notice all of your muscles in your body, let go of any muscular effort so that your bones can get heavier to the ground. Let your breath just begin really going natural so you're not really controlling it. Keep the same leg crossed on top as you just bring your legs to center. And you'll drop your legs with the same leg on top over to the right to get more of an IT band stretch. So you might have to slide, if you want to look at Dave's foot here, he slides his ankle towards the side to go over. But I want you to get to where you have a nice pull, to where you have an outer left thigh, outer left hip stretch happening. So you just might have to adjust your top foot a little to find that. You got it, Don? Is it happening? You good, Brandy? You got it? You feeling a little tug there on your outer thigh? Yes. A little bit? Not so much. Let's see. Sometimes it's kind of hard to find. There. Yeah, okay. I'm going to get a little more pressure here to get. Unravel that back to center. You'll switch the cross of your legs. So now your left leg's on top. Drop them both to the right again. Lay back and look to the left. A little body scan to notice any muscle holding. Let that go so your bones can drop. Just continue to this idea of your breath connection be you practicing connecting with the depths of yourself, like below all of the busy thinking. Part of you that can witness all of that happening. Without being demanding with your breath, just keep notice of it. Watch it rise and fall, come and go. Ahead and slowly unravel or just lift up, get the same leg cross. Change the connection of your legs however you need to drop your legs to the left. Is it getting you? Are you feeling it? Yeah, okay. And even in this position, as much letting go and dropping in as you can find will be helpful. Easy ebb and flow of your breath. Stay with it. And gently unravel. Come right into happy baby pose. Catch on to your feet. Feel the connectivity between your legs, your hip joints, your spine, your lower spine, maybe a little rock left and right. If you get to a point to where a straddle works, you can straighten both legs out or even one leg and then the other. Then draw your knees right into the center of your chest. Strap your arms around as tightly as you're able to get them around. Roll the center of your forehead, touch into your knees. Take a big breath in and out, just like this. Then expand and reach. Send your arms out, send your legs out. Take another pretty big breath in, and then just free fall, you guys, fall into final rest. Wiggle and shift. If you need to change, like to lay on your side or bend your knees, all of that's fine. If your back feels tight, bent knees or blocks placed under your thighs can help bring some release there. and start to move your hands and feet just the tiniest bit. As you're ready, make your way to a side and then eventually upright to seated. You can draw your hands to your heart center. Take a breath in all together to let go. Hands to forehead center, and together let's say, Namaste. Good job, you guys. Happy Sunday. Have a good one. You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for listening to this class. We really do hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for upcoming podcasts to be posted soon. Hey, did you know that we actually do yoga teacher trainings? And we hold yoga adventure retreats as well. Go to www.freelifepeople.com. There you'll find a whole list of upcoming retreats and trainings, along with additional information. Thank you again, and go have a great day.